While that's loading, I just want to mention, because I'm in the editor-in-chief, my comments are a little more general, but I'm going to try to relate them back to the journals and the differences among the journals. So, there we go. Some of this is more relates to writing, but when I think about this, when I review papers, the problems I see, both in our journal publications and other journals, is the whole paper well thought out? Sometimes we think we do an experiment and then we sit down and write a paper. But if you've got a well-planned experiment, you should be able to start writing parts of your paper before you do it. Or, as in my case, sometimes I've started to write the paper and I realize maybe my experiment wasn't planned as well as I thought. And if you start writing your introduction and methods, that'll help you clarify what you're doing in your experiment. Have a clear hypothesis or objective in mind. If you don't know what you're doing, how are you going to know if you did it or if you achieved your goal? The biggest problem I've seen in papers that are written is they're descriptive of, well, our purpose was to collect data. Well, that's really not the purpose. The reason for collecting the data is to test a hypothesis or to show an objective, to compare, to look at trends, to look at a model, something more than just, well, I'm collecting data because that's what I'm supposed to do. Okay. And clearly designate what that objective is, both in the abstract and then the main text of the paper. And this is, again, as you're planning your experiment, you should know what your goal is, and you should have that clearly in mind so that as you're writing through your paper, it should come easily. And then the other thing is, how are we going to summarize this data? And you may have several iterations. You may put it in a graph and decide that maybe, no, it would go better in a table because I have too many graphs, or maybe a few of them go in graphs, or some in tables. Maybe just there's just a few points you can just write them in the text. The most important thing is, especially when you're getting started, you've got so much data, you just want to tell the world about your data, but they want you to synthesize it and summarize it. They don't want to see every data point. They want to see means, trends, examples, correlations. And as you're going through our society journals, make sure that you pick the journal that's appropriate to what you're writing. Obviously that makes sense, but certainly I myself have submitted papers to the wrong journal. And then they get released because, well, this doesn't really fit, you know. You don't want to have to go through that. And I think Dave mentioned this. Look at the proper format, presentation, et cetera, for the journal considered. The other thing you're going to have to think about, some of our journals use Manuscript Tracker. Some of our journals use Manuscript Central. The way you prepare your manuscript is different for those systems. Sorry, but that's just the way it is. So if you've submitted a paper for Manuscript Central in, say, Agronomy Journal, and then you want to submit a paper for SSAJ, you have to make sure you got the format right. Okay? And I know that's a little cumbersome because sometimes it seems like it takes half a day just to get the paper ready to submit to the journal in the online format. But take the time and do that. Read through the instructions so that you've got that. Before submitting a paper, it's really good if you can find some people to read through it. Now, if you're a student or if you're a young professor or whatever, maybe your major professor will look through it. If you've got five co-authors and they all do a good, thorough job, that may be very helpful. But you may want to find someone else. So you may have to find out who those people are in your field, and maybe you don't yet know who they all are, but you can start going through your literature, your references list, and find some, papers in the last 3 or 4 years and look at who some of those authors are that you're citing. Find their email. If they're a member of our society, you can go to the online membership database and search out their email and ask them. And if there's somebody really big and famous and they just seem like to be putting you off, you might ask if you can't, do you know someone? Maybe they have a postdoc working with them who can do I call this an internal review, a review before it's published. And you also maybe want to use this to come up with some names of possible reviewers. Doesn't have to be your possible reviews. Doesn't have to be your best friend or someone you know or even someone you've met. It could be someone who you've read from the literature. It works in your field and should know about it. I guess that's it. So in general, I think that our journals are good places to publish. If you look through the journal, find the one that best fits your paper. Another thing you may want to consider as you start developing your career are things such as book chapters. Maybe you know someone who's been writing a book chapter and you can help them. A young, energetic assistant professor can get the book chapters pushed through sometimes better than the well-established full professors that have their plates so full they never get around to it. And I think Dave mentioned in passing, not only research papers, but papers on specific issues affecting society, review papers. You spent a lot of time developing reviews for your dissertation. You know, why not take part of that and publish it somewhere? Okay.